WA8KIM wires X connected to 21000. 34 nodes.
Anyway, okay, well, thank you for the report. Let's see, one thing before we continue on here. Are there any other stations that want to check into the Fusion Net? Okay, one GGS.
Number 11524 out.
K1GGS, this is November 0, Quebec Kilo in Minnesota. No traffic.
This is Kilowatt 4, Whiskey Zulu Victor.
ND6 Charlie, Walnut, California, no traffic. Good evening, Rusty.
Nick Control, this is Recheck. Doing a 4 Golf November Tango, and I have a announcement for the net here. When you get around to me, K4GNT back to net control.
Okay, Eli, hang on there a second. November 0, Quebec, Kilo, Kilo 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Victor. November Delta 6, Charlie, this is K1GGS, roger. KI4GNT, go ahead. Got some friction on that end. KC0YTF, go ahead.
Okay, Rusty, I don't know if I have it or not. I'm going to Harry Peter here. And also, if it's linked to a D4 meeting into the net. I'll be right back, just a minute, net control, careful you think.
Okay, very good. Let's see, I got one announcement here tonight. I just got a message here on email from the Wireless Holdings, and they're going to be presenting a new transceiver at the Dayton Convention. It's going to be called the DV4 Mini, and it does a little bit of everything. It does, hang on a second, I've got to bring up the screen again. Okay, it does 2 meters, 220, and 440, all three. It has the remote except coffee. C4FM, D-Star, DMR Plus, DPMR, P25, NextN is coming. And voiceover LTE, which is a new one I haven't heard in the ham bands before. And also FM. So, no idea on prices or anything. It's going to be announced in the fourth quarter of 2016, it says. So, it looks like a cute little radio. And check your email for that one. K9EQ, K1GGS, do you have any comments on that tonight, Chris? K9EQ, K1GGS, do you have any comments for the net? I guess not, okay. Anybody have any other announcements for the net? K1GGS for the Fusion net?
November 0, Quebec Kilo with a query.
Capital City, Montana.
November 0, Quebec Kilo, K1GGS, go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much, and thanks for hosting this net. Most of you are probably seeing that it looks like N0QK is, in fact, ping-ponging. But I did a setting based on a gentleman's recommendation last week, where under the HRI 200 settings, I checked audio mute. Therefore, the light still shows up for whatever reason that I'm transmitting, but in reality, my system does not transmit when you see that it looks like it is. Is there any way, or does anybody heard of any way so that my little N0QK light on the call signs does not light up looking like I'm ping-ponging?
Okay, I have not seen that. I haven't really been watching that closely, but I have not seen or heard any ping-ponging from you. I'm trying to think here for a second.
Well, your call sign should light up on the screen when you're transmitting, and the internet light and the other lights on the screen should also light up, but then when you let go, it should be all set there. Like I said, I haven't heard the ping-ponging, so unless someone's reporting it to you, I don't think there's an issue there.
Okay, yeah, see, it's not really an issue. Like I said, when you stopped talking, my N0QK-ND light came on for about a second, but the radio, in fact, does not transmit. It just, again, it only looks like I'm ping-ponging. In reality, I'm not transmitting it, therefore not ping-ponging. I just wish there was a way that the light itself would not come on. I am running an analog node versus a digital node, and I do, somebody else recommended, make sure that you have a DCS code in there, to which I do, DCS 23. But anyway, again, it's obviously not, it's only more aesthetic than it is a problem. But I thought somebody might have a suggestion on how to make sure the light itself does not even appear. All right. I'll turn this back to the net. Thanks very much. This is November 0, Quebec Kilo.
Okay, November 0, Quebec Kilo, K1GGSK. I don't see anything here. You might be getting a transmission of something on your repeater, maybe an ID or something going out on the repeater side, but there's nothing showing up here on the internet side.
You're saying when you unkey, my little light does not come on at all then at that particular second. Is that correct?
I just went over and left. I was looking at the screen. I don't have the screen in front of me, so I turned around and looked at it. And yes, I did see it ping pong. I didn't see, just for a second, I didn't see anything on my radio that would indicate you were ping ponging, but it did show up on the screen here.
Well, again, it's not really an issue. It's just people will see that I am and I'm not, and that bugs me. All right, thanks again. N0QK.
Okay, that's a good thing to work on. Maybe anybody got any ideas on that one? K1GGS? I guess not. Let's see if Chris is back. Maybe he's got any comments for this evening. K9EQ, K1GGS. Any comments for the head tonight, Chris? I guess he's going on someplace else. Okay, anybody else have any other information or anything they'd like to share in the head this evening? K1GG.
KC0ITF.
KC0ITF, K1GG. Go ahead.
Yeah, just looking around at the various sites with interesting products, I guess Northwest Digital Radio has finally gone to their digital radio controller for the, especially for the DR1X. I guess it also works on other radios too, but to give us a DSTAR capability on the DR1X there. You then have to have a PI on it and stuff, but I guess they will either be in stock, you know, somewhat stocked at the Dayton, and be shipping out to everyone else after Dayton, so there's that. And also, I guess Connect Systems will be we'll have a prototype of the CS7000 to show off. So if they ever get a decent working model of that, it'll be the perfect companion to the DV4 home radio that you were telling us about. It looks like it's going to be like a multi-mode dongle. If you lock the DV4 mini to it, it'll be a multi-mode access point. So interesting stuff coming out there. So back to the net, KC0ITF.
DOT.
Yeah, you're a little bit of a problem. The first part of your transmission was broken here. I don't know if it's because we have so many nodes on here. I think this is the most nodes that I've seen on the net at one time. But anyway, that's good. Yeah, that's good. And L-Connect Systems has something up their sleeve, and maybe more than one thing. And they were waiting for the delivery from Japan, or China, I should say. And I don't know if it came in yet or not, but let's just hope it does. So there should be a lot of good stuff here in the next week or so. Keep your pocketbooks handy. Okay, any other comments for the net? K1GGS?
Yeah, N1DOT with a couple of comments.
N1DOT, K1GGS, go ahead.
There. Okay, the first comment is, the DB4 Mini products, as good as they are, have one very, very big shortcoming. Okay, most of your activity with the DB Mega Board, the MMDVM project, they're all going over to Brandmeister. Okay, and we're ending up with two dissimilar networks. The Brandmeister network has a lot more features, okay, and it's a lot more open and a lot more friendly to developers. Okay, unfortunately, anything produced by the Germans is going to be limited to the DMR Plus network. And their FCS-001 and 002 for Fusion. That's point number one. None of the DB4 Mini stuff, or anything related to the DB4, will do Brandmeister, because the two groups don't get along. The second thing is, I'm also running one of the version 2 UDRC boards in beta. And it does work extremely well. But if you don't have the latest firmware, 1.10D or later, it will not work in auto-auto mode, okay? If you've got the earlier firmware and you did not send the machine in to be upgraded, you can only run it in FM, D-Star, with an external controller. That's one big note right there. And one DOT, because I know I've got one of the beta boards on the machine right now.
Yeah, N1 DOT, K1 GGS. Okay, well, I have the DMR folks in Southern California, the partner system has gone completely over to Brandmeister, and no major difficulties that I've seen so far. My DV4 Mini works great on EVA network, and no problem there. So there's no real problem if people shift over. As soon as more people get on Brandmeister, of course, it'll be better. And there are one or two internet interconnections between the original DMR network and the Brandmeister network, but I know there is not much real connectivity that's ever going to happen there. So anyway, that's the situation for now out here. Can I see another station in there?
Yeah, one other final comment, Rusty.
Yeah, go ahead.
Depending on which network you can connect to, depends on which version of DB4 serial you're running and which version of control panel. Okay, the later versions of DB4 serial will not connect to Brandmeister. Customers have locked it out. So anybody buying a DB4 home, DB4 home compact, they're going to be stuck because they will not be able to access Brandmeister. And most of the hotspot activity, the DB Mega, the MMDVM, and all similar projects, the Blue Spot, they're all going over to Brandmeister because it's a much more open and much more friendly network with a lot more features. So that's going to be a big thing right there. Don't upgrade your control panel and don't upgrade your DB4 serial, because if you do, guess what? You're not connecting to Brandmeister either, and one DOT.
Yep, you're 100% correct, and if you poke around on the internet, you can find a copy of the older serial that you can just write over the new one, and then it works fine. That's what I did, so. Okay, any other comments for the next K1GGS?
K1GDS, K4DME. Yes, the Wireless Holding is not the only company doing on the radio, on the VA3XPR website, you'll see that the Europeans are working on a new radio. It's a dual band multi-mode, just like the one that Wireless Holding is working with. The difference on this one is that it's not a tri-bander. It's a dual bander, 2 meters, 70 centimeters, 50 watts on the both bands, not 20 like Wireless Holding. And the radio is also a touchscreen. It'll do according to the article here. It'll do the DMR, D-Star, C4 FM, and FM analog. KF4GNT, back to net control.
Yep, okay, very good. All right, we'll just have to wait and see what happens when the after the show's over, and should be an interesting net. anyway, that's good. And glad to see all these modes coming together here and see what happens here in the future. Any other comments for the net? K1GGS for the Fusion Net.
KCYQ.
KC8YQL, K1GGS, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening again, Rusty. This is Bill in Ohio, and I am on the serial node for the DV4 Mini. The date is 4-26-2016. I'm on Brian Master server 3102. Connected to 4639 nationwide, and it's talk group 3100 nationwide on the DML Brandmaster. And I've been talking on it, seeing all kinds of people come up on it all day long. So my question to Ken, N1DOT, is maybe they come out just today or yesterday with another serial, and it's blocking the Brandmaster completely out. Back to net control.
Okay, N1DOT, any comments?
Yeah, N1DOT, go ahead.
Okay, did you hear that transmission? It's got the latest version of the software and the serial for his DV4 Mini, and he's getting into brand nice to find. That's a... Oh, boy. I'm getting old. Yeah, KC8YQL.
Well, the last time I tried it, Rusty, with the latest control panel from Wireless Holdings and the latest DV4 serial, it wouldn't work. I had to roll back to an earlier version of DV4 serial and use a different control panel.
Okay, well, I'm using the earlier version of the serial and using the Brandmeister dashboard, and no problem at all with that, so, but I did, like you said, it did not work for the latest version, so, KC9YQL, K1GGS, did it tell us how you made the magic work?
That is correct, Rusty, so, that it confirms what I, because I test all the stuff as it comes out, because I've only got a UDSC on board on the repeater, I've also got an MMDVM board, that I'm going to be building up right behind that after the beta period is over for the Northwest Digital D-Stock controller.
Yep, I say nationwide, I'm Brian Master, Talk Group 3100. If you want to give me a call, and you can see if you can hear me okay. I'm actually monitoring 3100 right now, so if you want to give it a shot, we'll chat a little more over there. And other than that, we don't really hold up the Fusion Net with DMR stuff, so... I guess I'll turn it back to Dentro, KCYQ.
KCYQ, K1GGS, okay. Yep, agree. And I think the point made there is if you're going to buy some of these radios and you want to do everything, you've got to take a look if you want. Right now, you've got to take a look and see if you want to be on the Brandmeister network or whether you want to be on the regular DMR. And that'll make pretty good a radio that'll work on the correct one. So anyway,
I'm linking the idea of the patient being accessible. I've actually tried to get in. I know it's available there, but I just haven't had time to program my radio so that I can get over there. So we shall try it and see what happens. All right, any other comments for the net? K1GG. Okay, don't hear anything, so are there any late check-ins for the net? K1GGS?
November 9, Delta, Oscar, Oscar, Indianapolis, no traffic.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and secure the net for this week. Thank you all for coming aboard. And leave me any comments if you want about the audio. Like I said, I was trying to talk farther away from the microphone, but I guess probably the issue up in Montana is not me. It was the entire net, so not much we could do about that. 73 to all, and thank you all for coming aboard. See you next week, and I hope the regular net control is here. K1GGS. November 9, Delta, Oscar, Oscar, K1GGS. Roger, thank you for coming aboard.
Look at that, mind you. Oh, okay, good evening, and yeah, thanks for the acknowledgement. I was kind of wondering if I'd made it, so you ran a great net. Thanks for stepping in and handling it, and just kind of been sandbagging, catching up on all the news, so it's always interesting here. N90O, back here.
Okay, very good. All right, I'll thank you for coming aboard, and hopefully we'll see you next week. Maybe the regular net control will be able to make it. 73K1GG.
Hey, thanks again. Very 73 and 9DOO.
N1DOT, are you still listening to NKCYQL?
KCYQL and 1DOT.
100?
Hey, Ken, if you want to holler at me on Brian Master Talk Group 3100 on Nationwide, I'm listening over there on the mini, and we'll chat with you just a little bit. 3100 Talk Group on Brian Master, KCYQL.
I don't have the mini plugged in right now. It would take me a little bit to set it up, and I've got to run out to the store before it closes, Bill, so I'm not going to be able to make it over there on the 3100. But we can always meet here after the net for a few minutes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Ken, we'll catch up with you a little later, because both of my links is probably going to be pulled off of this reflector or node or room, whatever you want to call it. I'm coming through the California group here now, plus we just got our local repeater here in Van Wert up and running. What was it, Dave, yesterday, heavy? So I think they'll be pulling that one off, too. So I'll catch up with you later there, Ken. I'll actually maybe catch you over on the X-reflector system, if you want to give me a shot. I'm always monitoring, of course, over there all the time. 73, Scott Bus from KCYQL will be clear.
Yeah, 73's in. N1DOT, I'll catch you later. N1DOT monitoring.
Voice white mode there. Are we still linked up there, David, or did we bring the link down? I'm on voice wide, so I shouldn't be going through the gateway right now, if we're still linked up. But I think you pulled us down. Nothing heard on KCYQL. I'm going to be clear and going back over to DMR. I got some guys calling me over there. Talk Group 3100, if anybody can meet me over on Talk Group 3100. That's where I'm going. KCYQL is clear.